Sweat is good. Pain, not so much. Also, we're going to talk some smart goals. Today, episode 4 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Let's get rolling. Have you ever heard the old saying, no pain, no gain? We're going to talk about that today and debunk it a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, maybe how sweat is a good thing. Maybe it's a little stinky and unsightly, but how it's a good thing for you. And we're going to talk the bulk of the day about SMART goals. You know, in our last episode, we talked about the FIT principle, frequency, intensity, type, and time on how to get involved in an exercise program. But really, it all comes down to goals. You know, what are you looking to achieve? And then we can sort of fill in the blanks in terms of the FIT principle. So we'll get to the SMART goals here in a couple minutes. Wanted to touch base really quickly. As I've been fortunate enough to get to know some of you over the past couple weeks, a lot of the topic has come up, you know, on challenging yourself and how hard should you push, and when you're doing your exercises, you know, what should it feel like? And I really wanted to touch base quickly on the whole no pain, no gain issue. A colleague of mine, we shared a saying that we both really liked. And the saying was, if it didn't challenge you, it didn't change you. And I mean, I'm a huge believer in that. If you don't challenge your body, there's no reason, there's no purpose for it to progress. And what will happen is it'll actually regress. Much like I was told when I went to get my guide dog, you know, they're dogs. And the easy thing to do is to be a dog. And you need to keep up on them and really give them the incentive to train and to work hard and keep their work enjoyable. And your body's kind of the same way. It's going to take the easy way out. It's going to find the easiest way to do things. And that doesn't always lead to a very healthy kind of life. So we need to challenge ourselves to basically keep our fitness up and keep our health up. So again, people kind of go wild and crazy and they see things in a very black or white or an all or nothing kind of way. And they do that in exercise as well, where, okay, if I'm going to exercise, then I need to just bust it out and just go as hard as I can. And if I'm not feeling like I'm going to vomit all over the floor, then what's the point? And, you know, we won't get into that today, but shows like The Biggest Loser, well, certainly they had positive impacts on many people's lives, but some of the things, you know, as a kinesiologist, I'm watching this and I'm just thinking, this is not really health education. You know, what's the longevity here? You know, are you teaching, you know, are you teaching your participants, let alone are you teaching the audience about what it actually means to exercise? And that makes my job a little trickier because people have preconceived notions of what exercise is. And we all know as blind and visually impaired people how preconceived notions of somebody or something that you're unaware of, if you already have a preformed opinion, it can really sway you. So that goes the same for exercise. And I find myself battling that a little bit. So exercise is not about, you know, vomiting all over the floor and screaming in pain and ripping and tearing. And it's certainly, it is a challenging aspect, and certainly being out of breath is good. Again, if you're rambling on like I am right now, you're not really working hard enough to make progress, I would say. But the big thing I wanted to dispel today is the whole no pain, no gain issue. So your body is designed to defend itself and obviously designed for longevity in terms of delivering pain when something is not quite right. So if you're exercising and you've got sharp tearing pains or sharp stabbing pains, that's generally an indicator that something's not quite right. And that's not something you want to push through. Speaking from experience as an endurance athlete, sometimes we're not that intelligent in following our own advice, and we push through. We're thinking, oh, it's no big deal. And generally we regret that because we spend lots of money on chiropractors and massage therapists. I like my chiropractor and my massage therapist, and, you know, I'm glad they're making a living, but, you know, I'd love to spend my money on running shoes or something. So in hindsight, you kind of go, well, maybe I shouldn't have pushed through that amount of pain. Part of it too is you really need to get to know your own body. And when you're starting out in a routine, you really have to get rid of that no pain, no gain mantra. You really need to think about, okay, it's okay to ease into this. It doesn't mean everything is going to be easy all the way along. The whole idea behind progression is that you progress in intensity and duration and the amount of activity you do. But it should never be painful. And that's tricky because pain to everybody is a different definition. The more you are experienced in exercise, generally the more you can withstand before you consider it painful. And that's kind of a good rule of thumb. So if you're new to exercise and you do something and you're like, oh man, that's painful. Okay, well, let's examine why that's painful. Have you tried to go too intensely? Have you tried to do too much work too soon? You know, are you being a bit of a weekend warrior where you're so excited and you've got such great motivation that you just go at it and you've hurt yourself? So we want to examine that. But my advice at the beginning of any exercise regime is be patient. You're training your body just like you would train your mind in something like learning the piano or learning a new language. You're training your body to sort of go through the processes, to go through the routine. And really, that consistent routine is what we're really trying to nail down. So we're trying to teach our body that, yes, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we're going to be going out and going for a run. And every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, we're going to go do some weights. And we want to ingrain that into our psyche. So that's the first piece of the puzzle that's checked off. Once we've got our routine going, then we can slowly push our body a little bit more, a little bit more. But even doing exercise on a very easy basis, but over a set routine at first is going to be enough of a challenge. So don't be in a rush to beat the snot out of your body. You know, pardon my French, but or my language there. But you know, don't be in a hurry to beat yourself up. Just by doing something frequently enough, you'll get enough of a challenge. So the whole no pain, no gain thing, let's just debunk that right now. That's not what we need. We need to challenge ourselves. We need to be out of breath. We need to be a bit sweaty, which kind of parlays into the next discussion. But we don't need pain. Pain is our body's defense mechanism saying something's up. We can discuss later down the line how we do push ourselves a bit more and how to really know what's a good pain and a bad pain. But for right now, being tired, being just fatigued, That's awesome. That's perfectly great. Being, you know, having heavy legs and heavy arms, that's perfectly awesome. Being a bit sore the next day, that's fine as well. Sore to the point where you can still do your daily tasks, but you know you've done something. You might be moaning, groaning a little bit getting through the day. But that's the kind of pain, in air quotes, that we're looking for. The other thing that we really want to dispel is the fact that, you know, sweating is bad and being out of breath is bad. Everybody, it boggles my mind when they say, well, I was working so hard, I was out of breath. And I thought, well, yes, because you're challenging yourself. So being out of breath is perfectly fine. Again, if you're rambling on like I am right now, you are not working to your capacity to the point where you're probably going to affect change. So the example I always used is if you've ever called somebody and they pick up the phone and it sounds like they just ran to the phone, that's kind of what you should sound like when you're exercising. You should be a little bit out of breath. That's perfectly fine. Out of breath means that your body is working harder than it normally does. It's requiring more oxygen to go to your brain and to go to your muscles. So in order to do that, your heart rate and respiration need to speed up to basically take in that oxygen and spread that oxygen around and get rid of the dirty air, your CO2. And that's that whole cardiorespiratory process. So by working hard, you're going to increase that process. So being out of breath is fine. Being so out of breath that you can't say one or two words, that's a bit much. So that's a good indicator right there. But through that process as well, you're going to sweat. Some people sweat a lot more than others. Some, you know, just thinking about exercise, they sweat. But sweat in general, on average is a healthy thing. It's meaning that your body, as it's working, as you're burning calories, you're exhausting. You're getting rid of exhaust, basically like a car would get rid of exhaust. And that's done through putting out CO2, that's putting out water through sweat, and that's putting out heat through, you know, mechanical heat, basically. So those are your signs that you're working appropriately hard. So those are some myths in exercise that we really need to shut down. You know, no pain, no gain. Well, yeah, you should be tired and you should be challenged, but it should not be painful. Sweating and being out of breath is fine. Again, barring any other symptoms like chest pain or dizziness or lightheadedness, you know, being a bit out of breath and breaking a sweat is all par for the course. So hope that clears it up a little bit. Again, if you have any questions about that, let me know. But really, those are some of the, I guess, pet peeves of mine that I really want people to clear up, that yes, exercise is work and there's processes that happen through that. So, but it doesn't have to be all out, you know, Biggest Loser puking on the floor kind of exercise. So let's move on. We are going to talk about SMART goals. So I am a huge fan of goal setting. I've been a competitive triathlete for 20 years, competitive curler. I play all sports or sports. And, you know, I can talk a little bit more down the line about the stuff that I've done and maybe how it's relevant to you. But one of the big reasons I think I've kept going so long and I still will keep going as long as my body holds out is goals. And they don't have to be huge grand goals. They can be small goals. I tend to usually pick one big goal every year, at least one big goal, and then a whole bunch of small little goals along the way. So in my circumstance, I love long distance racing. So early on, I wanted to see if I could run a 10K, and then I wanted to see if I could run a half marathon. Then I wanted to see if I could do a marathon. And then I learned early on what triathlon was and what Ironman was. And I always knew that I wasn't a speedy guy, so I knew that the longer the distance, for some weird reason, the more enjoyable I found it. So I picked goals like my first triathlon, then my first Olympic distance, my first half Ironman, and then my first Ironman. So again, we talk about all this. I could talk about this for hours because it's what I love. But the point being is, I pick a really big goal every year, and then along the way, I want to pick little goals that kind of keep me motivated and keep me moving along. So an example of that is we are in late November 2017. Well, next early November 2018, I've picked another Ironman that I'm going to be doing with my guide, Sid, that you'll probably hear more about, and another guide and friend from this area that he's going to take on his first Ironman. And Sid and I will be, you know, we're old hats at this, so this won't be our first one. And people will ask, well, why do we keep going back? Well, again, lots of goals, lots of ways we want to improve. However, in the meantime, that's a really long ways away. You know, that's basically a whole other year away. How do you keep yourself motivated? And that's a question you get is, well, how do you just keep going and keep yourself motivated? Little goals. So, okay, some point. Coming up in December, my friends who run, we're going to have a little challenge. And the challenge, well, we'll tell you what the challenge is. The challenge is in December to see if we can accumulate 200 kilometers of running. For some, that's a lot of running. For us, it's a challenge. It's doable, but it's a challenge. And for some, that's an insane amount. I wouldn't recommend it if you've never run at all. But for us, it's an appropriate level of a challenge that it's enough to keep us motivated, but not so much of a challenge that it scares us away. And then we'll do something again in January, a challenge, you know, around cycling. And then as the spring rolls along, we pick, you know, goals like races, etc. So that's how I keep myself motivated, is I pick goals along the way. And I found over the years, if I don't have a goal, I am not motivated, and I will be the first one to admit, well, you know, I'm here telling you, go out and exercise. But I am the first one that will sit on my rear end with a glass of red wine and, you know, watching TV if I have no incentive of a goal. I get exercise is important, and I get all the benefits, and that's why I'm sort of preaching that to you. But I'm the first one to know that my level of success depends on what I have ahead of me. It's, you know, what's out there that's challenging me or it's going to scare me a little bit. And I really, really, really encourage you to do the same. They don't have to be big goals. but goals in general are a great way to keep you moving along. So there's an acronym that are called SMART goals, and you can Google this. I did not make this up again. And there's a lot actually different meanings behind the SMART goals. Like each letter stands for a bullet point, and you'll get different meanings for each letter. But the ones that I like to use, SMART goals mean specific, measurable, action-based, realistic, and time-based. So specific basically means be specific. Don't say, hey, you know what? I'd love to go and do something cool next year. Well, that's not really specific. You know, measurable. Well, I'd like to run. I'd like to go do a running race. Well, okay, but how far is that running race? Like, where's the measurable aspect there? What's your goal is not really well defined. Action-based, that's pretty straightforward. I'd like to go and do a running race, but I'm not going to run. Well, then you're not going to be successful because you actually have to get out. You have to put your plans into motion. Realistic. So I am never, ever going to tell somebody what is realistic or not. You have to sort of put that in your own mind. What level are you at and what are you aiming for? So being an Ironman triathlete, my very first year of triathlon, there's no way I would have picked Ironman because I'd never done even a sprint triathlon, which is basically roughly an eighth of the distance. For me, I believe that you sort of have to progress. You can make big jumps. You can have pie in the sky goals. Let's say if I wanted to climb Mount Everest, is it realistic for me to do it? Probably not, considering I've never really mountaineered and I don't really know the first thing about it. Is it possible? Well, sure, it's possible if I surrounded myself with all the right people and had the resources, etc. But you know, you're going to be more successful if it's somewhat within your wheelhouse. So be realistic. And time-based basically means pick when you want to do it. You know, I want to go do a running race. Well, when? Sometime in the future. Well, you know, if you say, I kind of want to do something, you know, maybe a race of some distance, you know, not really, really prepared to train for it. And I don't really, you know if it's realistic because I've never run a step in my life. And, you know, I don't really know when I want to do it. It's not really a goal, right? I always tease some friends that, you know, they're like, I kind of want to do some things and some stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's not a goal, right? Let's make it SMART. So a specific being, we'll use a marathon goal here. So my friend Andrew and I are going to aim for a marathon in the spring. So specific being, I want to run the Mississauga Marathon. Measurable. Well, it's a marathon. So that is 26.2 miles or 42.2 kilometers. Action-based. Okay. I know I need to train for it. Now I'm going to sit down with Andrew, my guide, and we're going to figure out the plan, the process in which to train for, which means, you know, running three or four times a week. And this is our plan of how we're going to progress, etc. Realistic. Yes, it's realistic. I've done several marathons. It's something I've done before and I have experience in. So good. We're realistic. Time-based. Yes. I know when it's at. It's next May. Well, I know roughly it's next May, right? So it's a SMART goal because I'm checking off all those bases and it's going to keep me headed in that direction. So SMART goals are really, really huge. I think in all honesty, you know, I'm divulging all my keys to success here for exercise, but that's what this is about. So the key to success in exercise is being consistent. So you need to be consistent in order to keep yourself going, right? Again, if you're going to learn the piano and you're only playing the piano once or twice a month, you're not going to be successful. But if you're playing the piano, you know, once or twice a week, you're going to be more apt to be successful. Okay. The other key I find to success in athletics, in sport, in health and fitness is goal setting. I'm really, really, really huge, huge fan of goal setting and really, really, really encourage you to set those goals. Again, if you are having trouble nailing that down, let me know. Like, that's what I'm here for. Give me a call, send me an email, drop me a comment. We can discuss. Your goals don't have to be massive, but they should be something that challenge you enough or scare you enough that it pushes you into action. I think that's really what's going to help motivate you to keep going. So hopefully you got something out of that today. Again, the whole no pain, no gain thing is a bit of malarkey. The whole, I can't be out of breath or break a sweat again, definitely BS. You need to challenge yourself to change yourself. And that's totally dependent on what level you are currently at and where you want to go. But you have me here to help you along, either for really specific information or just general motivation. We have our peer group support that you can count on in our group emails, over our Facebook. We're going to be doing some conference calls. We just want to basically be that resource that removes barriers to exercise for you. So goal setting, yeah, you might have certain barriers as a blind person, but you can still aim big and still have the same big goals that any other person has. So don't limit your goals. I guess that's my final point for today. Don't limit your goals based upon your vision impairment. That would be very sad to me to know that, what you really want to do is A, B, and C, but because you can't see so well, you resign yourself to the fact to only doing E, F, and G. Well, no, aim for A, B, and C. Aim for what you want to do. And then we as a group, or myself and yourself, we can figure out how to set those goals and get you there. So really, really big, important step. Set a goal, and it takes that fitness journey and really solidifies it. So thanks everybody for listening. This is episode 4 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show, where no pain and no gain, breaking a sweat, being out of breath, we've kind of debunked those. Setting a goal is your path to a successful journey in health and fitness. And we'll continue on next time with a new topic. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what topics you would like to discuss. I want to hear your stories. Let's keep the conversation going. So again, check us out. We are on WordPress. That's kind of our main hub. So https://ccbhealthandfitness.wordpress.com, or you can email me and I can give you all the links you need. ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. And I am Ryan Van Praet. I'm enjoying hearing from you guys. I'm enjoying having some coaching calls with you guys. I got lots of room left, so let's go. Let's keep this conversation rolling and have an awesome day.